We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Orev, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Tes. Mitzvah Hashem, probably in today's Shir, I hope we're going to finish this Halacha, so those that are here for the first time are coming in the middle a little bit. And we dedicate the Shir today, Le'iloi Nishmas Rivka Bas Reb Tuvia, who was Nifter yesterday, last night, and is being buried this afternoon. The mother of a close friend of us, Daniel Baruch. She should be a Melech Tzoyi for the family and for all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been learning here, V'alkein orev b'shas matn mois mishtabed b'loy kinyin. Aval shaloi b'shas matn mois enoi mishtabed elo b'kinyin. We've had this before. Reuven lends Shimon $1,000. He wants to be sure he's going to get it back. Shimon is not working right now, but he says he's getting a job. He thinks he's going to have a job. He's almost sure, you know. Reuven says, I can't just... So Levi, who likes Shimon and knows him and he trusts him, Levi says to Reuven, don't worry. Don't worry. Your $1,000 is protected. Shimon will give it back. If Chas V'Shalom, for whatever reason, he doesn't give it back, I'll give it back. I'll pay it. I have, you know me, and you know that I have money. $1,000 is not a problem for me. That's called orev. It's a co-signer or a guarantor. He's guaranteeing that the money is going to be paid back. Now, we had learned earlier, and now Rav Nosson Zal repeats it, if this is done at the time that Reuven lends Shimon the money, that right now when Reuven's giving Shimon this loan, Levi is there. And Levi says, I'm guaranteeing it. Then even if Levi doesn't make a kinyan, even if there's no key, just says it, that's enough that he's 100% achrayi. He's 100% obligated, responsible. If there are witnesses there, they can come to court and say, we were there, b'shas halvo, during the time of the loan. Levi said that he's responsible. Bezin said, if Bezin sees that Shimon can't pay, Bezin says, Levi, you have to pay. That's if it's b'shas matn mois. If Levi said this at the time that Reuven was giving Shimon the money, but if on Sunday, if on Yom Rishon, Reuven gave Shimon a loan, he lent him $1,000, and he told him, I'm lending it to you for a week. You have to give it back by next Sunday. On Tuesday, Reuven wakes up in the morning. On Wednesday, Reuven wakes up in the morning. He didn't sleep all night Tuesday night. He couldn't sleep because he's thinking, Shimon's not going to pay me. He's not going to pay me, or he'll pay me in 6 months, and I need the money next Sunday. I have a plane to Uman that I have to catch, and I got to pay for the ticket, and if I don't pay by next Sunday, I lose my reservation. So what do I do? So Reuven's nervous and everything, and he calls up Shimon and says, I have a problem. I can't sleep at night, because I don't know if you're going to pay. Shimon says, would you feel better? I have a friend, Levi. He likes me a lot. He was going to lend me the money, but he heard you lent it to me, so he's happy. He'll be happy to be an orev. Is that okay? Reuven says, yes, yes. Let's get together. They make a meeting. And Levi says, Reuven, don't worry. If Shimon doesn't pay you by Sunday, I'll give you the $1,000. No problem. Reuven says, okay, good. Now I can sleep. Now I have no headaches. Now, if Levi didn't make a kinyan, if he didn't do an actual maisa kinyan, Levi is not obligated. Reuven comes screaming to Bezin, but he said he's going to... I didn't make any kinyan. I know I said. I made a mistake. If there was no kinyan made, Levi is not obligated because it was not b'shas matn mois. And we had, Rav Nosson Zal gave already a few explanations as to what the difference is, why it's so different if it's done at the time the loan is being given or if it's done at a different time. That's one example. There's another example that we're going to have here also, which is the next case, V'chein he'orev lebezden. And so too, if in Bezden, again, Reuven lent Shimon $1,000, comes time to pay, Shimon doesn't have the money, they go to court, and Reuven says, and the Bezden says, Shimon, you don't have the money, we're going to start selling, we're going to go to your house, we're going to open your closets. And if you have more than two suits, a suit for the weekdays, a suit for Shabbos, we're going to take whatever other clothes you have, we're going to sell it to pay back this money. And if you have a car, we're going to sell your car. We're going to do whatever we have. And Levi's there. Levi's in Bezna. And Levi hears about this. And Levi says, listen, give him another week. Give him one more week. I think that by next week he'll be able to pay it. If not, I'll pay it. Levi says this in Bezdin. He becomes an orev to Bezdin. Bezdin was ready to start selling Shimon's things. And Levi says to Bezdin, I'll cover it. If he doesn't pay within a week, I'll cover. Then even if Levi does not make any kinyan at all, he is obligated. Comes next week, Shimon doesn't have the money to pay, Bezdin will take it from Levi, whatever is necessary. So now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this al pi chasidus. Back inside, the alkein, and therefore, orev b'shas matan mois, a person who was a cosigner or a guarantor at the time that the loan was being given, mishtabei b'loi kinyan, he becomes 100% responsible even if he didn't make a kinyan. Avol shaloi b'shas matan mois, but if Levi first came into the picture, the money was given on Sunday. On Tuesday, Levi comes and says, I'll be a guarantor. Then if there was einoy mishtabed ela b'kinyan, he does not become obligated unless he actually made a physical kinyan. V'chein he'orev lebezdin. And so to a person who told Bezdin that I'm responsible, don't kill Shimon now. If he doesn't pay by next Sunday, I'll pay for him. Mishtabed b'loy kinyan. Even if Levi did not make any physical kinyan, Levi is 100% responsible. And next Sunday, Shimon doesn't pay, Bezdin will take the money from Levi. Kimavur b'shulchan aruch, as is brought in Shulchan Aruch, chosh mishpat. Why? Ki ikar kiyum ho'arvus al yedei shemekabel mishoroshoi shehu ho'arvus shal Moshiach al kiyum ha'toyra. Because the whole concept of orev, the whole concept of a guarantor, is tied into Moshiach, who we learned earlier is the guarantor, is the orev for Klal Yisrael. We know that Klal Yisrael have all kinds of chiyuvim. You open a Shulchan Aruch, every page, chayev to do this, chayev to do that, the whole thousands of chiyuvim. If a person doesn't do it, if a person doesn't fulfill all the chiyuvim, then he becomes a bal chayev. He owes Hashem this whole Rishima. He owes Hashem this whole Rishima of mitzvahs. He owes Hashem this whole Rishima of mitzvahs that he didn't do. How's he going to pay it? How's he going to pay it? So Rabbeinu Zal explained that the tzaddikim, the great tzaddikim, they are orev on behalf of Klal Yisrael. They say if he can't pay, if he doesn't have enough zechuyos to fix his averos, to fix the mistakes he made in the past, I'll fix it. The tzaddikim are billionaires, baruchnius. They have zchuyot not just for themselves, they have enough zchusim for the whole Klal Yisrael. So a tzaddik can say, ani orev. As we saw before, Yehuda said to Yaakov Avinu, anoichi arvenu, that Binyamin is going, what if something happens to him? Ani achrayi, Ruvain said, I'm responsible. Tzaddikim have that ability to take achrayis on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and we said the tzaddik, the biggest tzaddik, is Moshiach. Moshiach is the real orei for Klal Yisrael, who's going to ensure that no matter what, even though we're in Golus, and even though we're making thousands of mistakes, and we're doing averus and everything, whatever a person can fix himself, of course he's mechuyev to, he's supposed to, he has to do tshuva, he has to try to do whatever he can to fix. But whatever we don't fix, Moshiach says, I'll take care of it. I'll handle it. I have enough zechusim to cover all of Klal Yisrael. Just like the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal once said, Yecholani liftoir es kol ha'olam. Me and my son Rabbi Elazar, we have enough zechuyot to patter the entire world from all of their chovos. From now until Moshiach comes. And he said, if you put Yosem ben Uzio with us, if you put another tzaddik with us, then we can patter the whole world from creation, miyoim b'riyas oilam, until the end. So we see that there is such a musug in Yiddishkeit. This is not just Hasidus, this is Gemara. That there are tzaddikim who are on such a madrega that they have so much zechuyot that if they want, they can cover for another person. So now Rav Nosson Zal tells us that the whole concept of Arvus in Shulchan Aruch and Halacha draws from its Shoresh, which is the Arvus of Moshiach al Kiyum HaTorah, that Moshiach is an Orev on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, that we will fulfill the Torah. Shemishom Iker Shoresh Arvus Kanal. That's the Shoresh Beruchnius of this whole concept of Arvus, as we saw in the previous pages. V'alkein, and therefore, b'shas matn mois, at the time that Reuven is being a nice guy, on Sunday, on Yom Rishon, when Reuven felt rachmonis on Shimon, enough to take $1,000 out of his pocket and lend it to Shimon, oz ein tzrichin kinyan. Then, if on Yom, at the time of Matan Mois, if Levi is standing there and Levi says to Reuven, "Don't worry, Shimon doesn't pay, I'll pay it," then there's no kinyan needed. Why? Ki b'shas Matan Mois. Because at the time that Reuven is lending this money, she'oz goymel chesed hamalve maloive, at that moment the malve, the lender, is doing a tremendous chesed with the loive. Validei hagemilus chesed mamshichem bechinas ruchoi shel Mashiach. Through that act of chesed, they're making a kesher with the ruach of Mashiach. Shemimenu hamshochas kol hachasodim. Because Mashiach is the address from which we draw all chesed. Bebechinas, as we say in Birkas Hamozoin, v'oise chesed lemashichoi. Hashem does chesed for whom? L'meshichoi. Hashem gives over the chesed l'meshichoi. Ki oz, kisheyovoi Moshiach, because the Torah tells us that in the future, when Moshiach is going to come, Yiskayim, we will see the fulfillment of the pasuk, ki omarti oilam chesed yibone. Hashem said, I said the world is going to be built with chesed. Shemedaber shom me'inyin malchus David Moshiach. If you look over there in Tehillim, the pasuk is talking about when Mashiach comes. V'alkein, and therefore, b'shas matan mois, at the time that Reuven is giving over this money to Shimon, at the time that he's lending him, which is a time of chesed, there's clear chesed being done, which is a kesher to Moshiach, who is the orev on behalf of Klal Yisrael, miskayim ho'arvus b'loy kinyin. Then, this guarantee becomes established, even if there was no physical kinyan made. Just on his word, Levi said it, it's enough. Avol shaloi b'shas matan mois. Whereas if Levi comes into the picture on Yom Shlishi, on Tuesday, after that, when the money was already given 2 days ago, tzrichin kinyan. Then Levi is not mitchayev, he's not obligated, unless he made an actual physical kinyan to show that he's achrayi. Ki kinyan, because the whole concept of making a kinyan according to the Torah is a way of making something permanent, that nobody changes their mind. Just like when a person gets married. When a couple gets married, before the chuppah, the rav sits down and says to the husband, you see this ksuba, you see everything it says over here? You agree? He says, yes, sure, of course I agree. He says, let's see if you agree. Let's make a kinyan. Take this handkerchief, pick it up. By doing this, you're being mekabel kinyan. You're doing a physical maisa that shows that you are 100% responsible for everything it says here. If you don't pay, if you don't provide food and clothing for your wife, we'll throw you in jail, or we'll sell your pants. You'll be without pants and she'll have a dress. So Rav Nosson Zal says, ki kinyan kidei sheyiskayim hadovor velo yishtane. A kinyan is to make sure that the thing is going to be fulfilled and nobody's going to make any changes. Hubechinas hamshochas kedushas ruchoi shel Moshiach. So therefore, when a kinyan is being made, which establishes something permanently, that's drawing the ruach of Moshiach into the picture. She'al yodoi ikar kiyum hu'emuna. Because Moshiach is the one who's really going to guarantee the permanence, the kiyum of the emunah of Klal Yisrael. Ki ikara hu emunah al yedei b'chinas Moshiach. Because the main emunah of Klal Yisrael is dependent on Moshiach. Shehu yamshich emunah gedoyla boilam betachlis hashlemus. Moshiach is going to be the one who's going to change the world completely. Where all of those people today who don't believe, or all of those people who believe 20%, 60%, 90%, when Mashiach comes, he's going to shake the world enough that everybody is going to believe in Hashem for real. Just like it says by Kriyas Yamsuf, Vayar Yisroel es hayod agdoyla, the Yidden saw what they saw, Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'moish avdoy. They believed, they really believed, like they never believed before. K'moshikosa, sheze ikar ha-geula. That's going to be the real highlight of the geula, that Klal Yisrael is going to get to a level of shleimus ve'emuna. K'moshikosa, as the Pasuk says, tovoi toshuri me'roi shamona. You're going to come, Hashem says, you're going to come to see me from a heightening of emuna. Uchsiv, as the Pasuk says, ve'emunosi ve'chasti imoi. My emuna and my chesed is with him, is with Moshiach. V'chulu, etc. V'chein harbein. There are many other psukim like that. V'alkein, and therefore, ha-kinyin al yedei knaf ha-begodim. Usually, when a kinyin is made today, usually the way it's done is by the person holding on to a corner of a beged, a handkerchief, a gartel, some whatever it is, and the person who's making the kinyan holds on to it, or if two people are making an agreement between them, both of them hold on to the corners of the garment, and by doing that, that shows, that's a maisa that shows that I agree, I'm committed 100%. Ki habegodim hein bebechinas malchus, because we know that clothing is associated with the mida of malchus. Bechinas melech hakovoid. We know that melech is kovoid, malchus is kovoid, and kovoid is clothing. The clothing of a person defines the kovod of a person. Person's dressed like a schlepper, he's wearing torn clothing or dirty clothing, chas v'shom. They know he's nobody, chas v'shom. And if a person's dressed like a mensch, the clothing is the kovoid. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan korele lemane mechabduse. Rabbi Yochanan called his clothing his respect, his self-respect. The Gemara says, Talmud Chochom shenim tzeravav al bigdoi chayev misa. A Talmud Chochom who has a certain kind of stain on his clothing is chayev misa bidei shamayim. He's a Talmud Chochom. He has to show respect for his Torah. And people, by showing him respect, are showing respect for the Torah. And if he's dressed like a schlepper, chas v'shalom, he's insulting the Torah. So the begodim are malchus, melech hakovoid, kemavur b'makom acher, as we discussed in other places. The ikar hamalchus, and the main malchus, hu bechinas malchus David Moshiach, is the malchus of David HaMelech, Moshiach. Shehu malchus shleima. That's 100% malchus. Somebody just asked me a few minutes ago, somebody asked me that we have a melech here in Eretz Yisrael. We have a prime minister who millions of people know his name and they read about him and they see him on television. The whole world knows that he's the melech of Eretz Yisrael today, the prime minister. And this prime minister today, they're announcing that he's ready to give away 100 different things to Hamas, to a group of terrorists who a few weeks ago, this same melech said that no normal person will negotiate with a terrorist. If I'm nuts, if I'm in the crazy house, if I'm drunk, I'll sit down with them. If I'm not drunk, if I'm not 100% crazy, then no normal person will sit down at a table to negotiate with it. Somebody who knows is killing kids. He's killing children, women. He'll kill himself. He's happy to kill himself if he might kill other Jews in the process. If there's a chance he'll kill 20, 30 Jews who he doesn't know. He doesn't know who they are. They never did anything to him or his mother or his mother-in-law. They know nothing. And he's prepared to kill 20, 30, 2,000 just for fun, or because they told him he's going to have 300 wives in the Arab Gan Eden. They're going to give him 300 wives and 12 cars, and he'll be able to eat 6 breakfasts if he kills Jews. And the idiot believed it, and he's ready to kill himself, 20 other people. This king, this holy, this great, great leader, 2 minutes, 1 minute he says he's not, a minute later he says he's negotiating. How could it be? The answer is because he's not really a king. It's a fake king. It's phony king. We're in Golus now. We're in Olam HaSheker now. And in Golus, it's upside down. The real kings, those who are qualified to be king, are people who are laughed at. They're called parasites. The Gemara says, Man Malki Rabbonon. Who are the kings of Klal Yisrael? The true Talmid HaChachamim. They're the kings. And these clowns, these jokers, these losers are making believe they've taken, with chutzpah, they've taken the leadership of, they're going to decide for Medinat Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael. That's why we're praying for, that's why it says, Ikra Malchus is Malchus Melech Mashiach, Shehu Malchus Shlema. Today, this is not Malchus Shlema. This is an embarrassment. This is a shame and embarrassment. V'zeh, and this is why the Pasuk says, Uforasto Knofecho Alamoscho, Hanemar Beboyaz Shemimenu Yotza Moshiach. When Rus was speaking to Boyaz, where through their marriage was going to come forth Moshiach, Moshiach ben David was going to be born from them, she said, you will spread out Knofecho, your beged, your kanfei beged, you'll spread it out over your maidservant. Shemimenu Yotza Moshiach, from Boyaz and Rus came forth Moshiach. So again, the begodim, the beged, knofecho, v'alkein al yedei hakinyan sudar shehu al yedei kanfei abegodim mamshichim bechinas ruchoi shel Moshiach. So therefore, when Jews perform a transaction, they transact business, and they do it by making a kinyan sudar, they hold on to the corner of the beged. By holding on to that corner of the beged, they're connecting with the ruach of Moshiach. She'al yodoi ikar hamshocha su emuna, who is the one who's really going to bring emuna into the world. Emuna means faith, and emuna also means trustworthiness. Ne'emanut. Ne'emon means to be believed. Kedei she'yiskayim ho'esek be'emuna, so that this transaction will be established with real faith, in good faith. Ve'lo yeshana oid echad me'em, and neither of them will change their mind. V'alkein Iker Kinyan Sudar Onulamedin mi Parshas Boyaz Varus. And this is why the Gemara in Baba Kama and other places where the Gemara speaks about Kinyan Sudar, the Gemara learns it out from this story, from the whole story of Boyaz and Rus. Shemehem Noilad Moshiach, from whom was born Moshiach. Kemoish Onulamedin mi Posuk, as the Gemara learns out from the Posuk there at the end of Megillas Rus. Vezois Lefonim bi Yisrael Al Hagu'ula Val Hatmura. Sholaf ish naloi v'nosan el reyu. The Gemara, the pasuk there describes the kinyan that was made over there to show that the person, the other person who had the right to marry Rus, was giving up his rights completely so that Boyaz could go in and marry Rus. Shemishom lomdu rabbeinu zal kinyan sudar. That's where the Gemara learns out this kinyan, this special kinyan called kinyan sudar. Sudar means a garment. Ki ikar hakinyan sudar shehu lahamshich emuna bo hesek shelo yishtane, because the whole concept of this kinyan sudar, which is to be able to draw emuna into the transaction, ne'emanut, that each one should be able to believe the other one 100%, that he's not going to change the deal, he's not going to change his mind, nimshach al yedei shemamshichim b'chinas ruchoi shel Moshiach kanal. The way that we make that happen, baruchnius, is by drawing the ruach of Moshiach, she'al yodoi ikar hu emuna kanal. He's the one who really establishes emuna. V'alkein, and that's why the Gemara says, he'orev sheloi b'shas matmois tzorech kinyan, that a guarantor who comes into the picture, not at the time that the loan was given, afterwards, he must make a kinyan. It's not enough for him to say, I guarantee. That it's not enough. Ki oz iefsher sheyiskayim hoarvus ki maide kinyan. Because once the money was given over a few days ago, for the orev now to become obligated, he does not become obligated unless he makes a kinyan. Shaydeze mamshichin ruchoi shel Moshiach. Because the kinyan, if it's at the time of Matan Mois, then it's the chesed that's being done there that draws the ruach of Moshiach. If it's not at the time of Matmos, if it's a few days later, then it's the kinyan that draws the ruach of Moshiach. Shehu shoyresh ha'arvus. Moshiach is the source of this whole concept of arvus. Val yodoy ikar kiyum arvus. And through him is established this guarantee, this arvus. V'alkein, and therefore, he'orev lebezdin, if a person accepts upon himself to guarantee what Bezdin said, if he tells Bezdin, listen, if Shimon doesn't pay, I'll pay. Miskayim gamkein beloy kinyan. In that case also, Levi's obligation is 100%, even if he does not make a physical kinyan. Why? Ki bechol mokim sheyoshvim Bezdin shom ruchoy shel Moshiach merachefes. Because wherever you have a kosher bezdin sitting, three people who are qualified to serve as a bezdin, the ruach of Moshiach is there. Ki ikar hamishpat tzedek al yidei b'chinas melech haMoshiach. Because the whole concept of true justice in Klal Yisrael is through Moshiach. Shemimenu ikar hamishpat tzedek. From Moshiach comes forth real justice, real mishpat tzedek. As the Pasuk says, v'shofat betzedek dalim, that when Mashiach comes, he will judge the poor people, the defenseless people, with tzedek, with righteousness, with honesty. Uksiven, as the Pasuk says, mishpotecho lemelech tein. Hashem, give your mishpot to the melech. Which melech? Mashiach. Yishpoit aniyam, the Pasuk says. Rabbi Nosson quotes a few psukim that show that Moshiach is the real symbol of Mishpat Digdusha. And therefore, wherever you have a kosher bezdin, they're connected to the Ruach of Moshiach. Ki ruchoi shel Moshiach hu bechinas ruach elikim hashoyre bein adayonim. Because this Ruach of Moshiach that we're talking about is the Ruach of Hashem that rests among the dayonim. Kemoshekosuv veruach elokim rachem. I'm sorry. Kemoshekosuv, as the pasuk says, elokim nitzov badas keil bekerev elokim yishpoy. The pasuk says Hashem stands where there are dayonim, kosher dayonim. Hashem is there with them. Elokim is with them. Ki ruchoi shel Moshiach ubechinas ruach elokim. Because we know in the Torah, the Ruach of Moshiach is referred to as Ruach HaLikim, Kemoshekosov, as it says in the beginning of Bereishis. It says there, V'ruach HaLikim merachefes al pnei amoyim, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, Do Ruchoi Shel Moshiach. That's the Ruach of Moshiach. So we see that where the Ruach of Hashem is present, the Ruach of Moshiach is present. Kemuv Hashem Ba'Toyranal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, in chapter 32, in the second half of Likut Imran, which this halach is based on. V'alkein, ein bezdin pochos mishloisha, and for this reason, you need a minimum of three dayonim on a bezdin, keneged sholosh bechinas hanal, corresponding to the three things that we learned about yesterday, that when Tamar asked Yehuda, give me three things, chaysamcha, Psilcha umatcha shabiyodecha, shehim bechina shloisha sforim, which correspond to the three books that we mentioned yesterday, the three components of a Sefer Torah, that when a Sefer is written, you need the klaf, the parchment or the paper, you need the ink, and you need the pen. Those are the three components of the Sefer. So to a bezdin which is generating a sefer lekim, they're coming out with mishpotim, with justice, it requires a minimum of three judges. Sheklulim bekol sefer kodosh, as we learned in the previous year, sheshom ruchoi shel Moshiach merachefes, and the ruach of Moshiach hovers over the sefer Torah, over the sifrei Torah. Ki hadayonim tzrichin lekasher atzmon lesifrei Torah kodosha, because the dayonim must attach themselves to the Sforim, the holy books of the Torah, kedei sheyedu lifsek din Torah, so that they should know to be able to paskin a law according to the Torah. Kishom bebezdin ruchoi shel Moshiach shoyra, because there, in a kosher, proper bezdin, the ruach of Moshiach is present there. Shayidei ze iker kiyum ho'arvis, and that's what establishes the guarantee, the arvus, as we said before. So that's why if a person is taking on arvus in bezin, he doesn't need to make no kinyan. The fact that he said it alone in a bezin where the ruach of Moshiach is present, he connected to that arvus of Moshiach, and his commitment, his obligation is 100%. Now Rav Nosson Zal moves on to a completely different topic, which he's going to connect to the Torah and Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on. Paragraph Yud, v'zeh b'chinas sfira soimer. And based on what we've learned here, we're going to have a whole new understanding of the mitzvah of counting the oimer. Ki oimer soirim hu b'chinas minchas knois. Because this korban that was brought on the second day of Pesach, where they brought a certain measure of barley, an oimer soirim, there's only one other place in the Torah where a korban is brought from barley, and that is the minchas knois. When a husband suspects his wife of behaving improperly with another man, and he warns her a few times, I don't want to see you associating with that man, and then she does it again, and witnesses see her go into a private place, he brings her to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Kohen, and she must bring a minchas knois, it's called, a korban mincha, related to the jealousy, the envy here, the ruach kinah that her husband feels that she's associating with another man. And that mincha is also barley. So the mincha that the soita brings is soirim, and the oimer that's brought on the second day of Pesach is soirim. And there's kemuva kemashikosu bezoyar, and the zoyar HaKodesh connects these two. Hainu, kalidei ho'oimer soirim, b'chinas minchas knois, mamshichin ho'ruach kino shel Moshiach. Meaning that through this omer that was brought on the second day of Pesach, which is also kenois, kanos, it's vengeance, it's that ruach of Moshiach, which Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, that the ruach of Moshiach is a kanoi specifically over Tikkun HaBris, over issues of Tikkun HaBris. Because Moshiach ben David is going to be the one who's most outstanding in this Shmira Sabris and Tikkun HaBris. Shehu mekane al taivas niyuf. The Moshiach is a special kanoi, has a fire against Jews, chas v'shalom, committing sins, sinful relationships with women. Shehu ikar zuamas Mitzrayim. That was the main tumah in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is called Ervas Ha'oretz. Shebishvil ze bo ha'oimer u'sfira kedei letaher nafshos Yisrael mizuamosam. And that's why that korban was brought on the second day of Pesach, that when the Jews got out of Egypt, when they got out of that tumah, that Ervas Ha'oretz, that place of Pigam HaBris, but they still had some of that tumah on them, how was it cleansed? How was it washed away? With the oimer soirim, that oimer, that measure of barley, which is this minchas kenois, which is this kanos of Moshiach, this fire of Moshiach that burns away, that cleans, that cleanses away the tumah, the zuama. Hainu mizuamas taivas niyuf, shehu ikar hayetzahara, which is the thing that the Yetzahara tries hardest to be machshil a Jew, to get a Jew to fall in. Iker Tumas Mitzrayim, that was the main tumah of Egypt. Ki kol golus Mitzrayim hoyo al pigam HaBris. Because the whole concept of the Jewish people, Yaakov Avinu and his children, and hundreds of thousands of Jews being in golus in Egypt for 210 years was all because of pigam HaBris, was all because of sins in the area of the Bris. Al pegam tipe keri shel Odom Arishon, kayadua. It was because of the sins of Odom Arishon, where the Gemara tells us, the Medrash tells us, that after Odom ate from the Eitz Hadas, by following his wife's advice, he listened to Chava. She was the one who advised him to do it. Odom said, Chava, see you later, buddy. How much later? In 130 years, Odom Arishon decided to make a tainus noshim, to separate himself from his wife for 130 years. And the Sforim tell us that even though this was a form of tshuva, this was a form of a tikkun, trying to correct the pigam of the Eitz Hadas, during those 130 years that he was separated from his wife, there were Shedim Ruchai Satuma that caused him to commit sins of Keri, Rachmon al-Slan, Pegam Abris. And because of that Pegam Abris, in order to correct that, that's why the Jews had to go down to Mitzrayim, thousands, first Yaakov Avinu and his family, and it ended up being hundreds of thousands of Yidden being in Mitzrayim for hundreds of years, in order to be Mesaken, this Pegam Abris of Odom HaRishonim. The Zohar HaKodesh and the Arizal write a lot about this. They elaborate on this, they explain it, they show it in Psukim all over. V'achshov, al yedei ho'oimer u'sfira, anu tzrichen lihitoher mizeh. And now, by us bringing this Oimer Soirin, and by our counting the Oimer, we're trying to purify ourselves from that tumah, from the tumah of Adam Rishon and the tumah in Mitzrayim. Even though we went down to Mitzrayim to fix all of this, Mitzrayim was the garbage can of the whole world. Mitzrayim was the cesspool, Erev Asoretz. It was the greatest place of Znus of the world. So there's still a tikkun even after coming out of there. We need another bath. We need another tikkun. Ali Alkein Mevi'in Oimer Soirim. That's why we bring this Korban Omer, the Minchas Knois, Kedei Lahamshich HaRuach Kino Shel Moshiach, to draw this fire, this Ruach Kino of Moshiach, Shehu Metaher Mituma Zois, which he is the one who cleanses us from this Tuma. Vezeh Bechinas Sfira, and this is why those days are called Sfira So'omer, Loshen Sefer, as we mentioned earlier, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this over there in Likut Imran, in Torah Lamed Beis, in the second half of Likut Imran, where we know that the Tikkun of Klal Yisrael is the Sefer Torah. Everything is connected to the Torah. Everything is connected to Sefer, which is the name of Hashem. We said that Sefer is Bigimatria Shem, that every Sefer is the name of Hashem. It's publicizing Hashem's name. Boruch Shem Kivoid Malchuso Eloilam Voed. And that's why the mitzvah is counting. In Hebrew, the word for counting and the Hebrew word for book are the same book. Because by us counting the Omer through this mitzvah of Sfira, we are drawing upon ourselves the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah, Shubachinas Kabbalah Satoira, which is the Kabbalah She'onu Tzrichin Kabbalah B'Shvuas, which is Matan Torah, which we're going to receive in actuality on Shavuos. She'shom Bahatoira Shoira Ruchoi Shom Moshiach, and upon the Sefer Torah rests this Ruach of Moshiach, this Ruach of Kimarchas Alpanim, Shu Ruach Kina, Kamachkos Batoronal. So when we're counting Sfira, we're connecting, we're throwing out a rope to Shavuos, to 50 days in advance, and we're connecting to that Sefer Torah. Ki Sfira she'soifrim hayomim lo'imer, hu bechinas Sefer. Because this counting of the Omer is tied into the concept of the Sefer, shehu loshen Sipur, which we learned in the previous year, that the reason why a Sefer is called a Sefer is because, what does a Sefer do? It tells. A Sefer tells a story, or a Sefer tells halachos, whatever it's telling. Miloshen Sipur. Shemesaper gedulas Hashem v'nefloisov. A kosher Sefer, a good Sefer, tells about the greatness of Hashem and His wonders. Kedei shenizkor nefloisov v'lanishkochem. So we should remember the wonders of Hashem and not forget them. Just like we say every single morning, Sapru vagoyim eskevoidoi, sichu b'chol nifloisov. Shezehu ikar kedushas kol asforim akdoishim. And this is what the holiness of all the holy books is really all about. Shehu loshen sipur. They tell about the greatness of Hashem. Sefer is miloshen lesaper. Ki has sefer hu lezikoroin. Because when something is being written down in a book, it's so that we should remember it. Kama Shekosov, as it says in the Chumash, Ksoiv Zois Zikoroim Basefer. When Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Yeshua to write this down, the story of Amalek, write it down, Zikoroim, so that you'll remember. Uchsiv, as the Pasuk says, Tikosev Zois Ledoir Achroim. Let this be written down now, so that the later generations will know about this. Shezehu Iker Klal Kol HaTorah. That's really what the whole Torah is all about. Kama Shekosav, as the Pasuk says, Vayokim Eidus BeYaakov V'soira Som BeYisrael Asher Tzivas Avoyseinu L'hoidiyam Livneim. That the testimony was established among Klal Yisrael and the Torah was established, which Hashem commanded our forefathers, Lohidiyam Livneim, to inform their children, Leman Yedu, so that they'll know, Doir Achroin, and even the later generations, Yokumu V'yisapru Livneim, they will get up and they will tell their children, they'll tell this story to their kids. So we see this is what the Torah is all about, V'yisapru Livneim. Ki ikar hatoyrohu legaloi siyichudoi viachdusoi umemshaltoi lechol bei oilam. Because what the Torah is really all about is to reveal and broadcast to the whole world the oneness of Hashem and the kingdom of Hashem. And again, if the leaders of Klal Yisrael, if they believed in the kingdom of Hashem, be a whole different world. They'd be doing everything totally different. If it's my kingdom, if I'm the prime minister and you're the minister prime and he's prime beef, and if we're the leaders, then we make up the rules. Then we do it the way we see it. And if we're blind, how are we blind? The Torah says, "Ki hashoychad ya'aver einei chachomim." That shoychad, bribery, money, kavod, blinds chachomim, intelligent people. People whom the Torah calls chacham can be blinded by money, by newspapers, by shoychet, by kovoy. That can blind them. That's if they're chachamim. If they're monkeys, if they're not chachamim, then they're blind without the shoychet. And when the blind are leading the blind, Rachmona Litzlan, we're in big trouble. That's why we need to pray very, very hard that Hashem should give us, that the malchus of Kedusha should be established. And this holiness of the Sefer Torah we draw upon ourselves during these 49 days of Sfira. Ki b'yom rishon shel Pesach, now Rav Nosson Zal explains based on the writings of the Arizal. Ki b'yom rishon shel Pesach meirin kol hamoichin hakedoshim shebo bebasachas b'leil Pesach. The Arizal tells us, and the Zohar HaKadosh, that on the night of Pesach, on the first night of Pesach, Hashem turns on a spotlight and he shines upon us a very bright light. All of the moichin, Hashem beams on us on that first night of Pesach. Ki oz nizgale gedulosoi v'nefloisei v'neroisov ayde yitzias mitzrayim ba'oisois noirois b'moisei nefloim v'tzgav moid moid asher lo nishma v'lo nira kazois moisoilam. Because on that first night of Pesach was revealed the greatness of Hashem through those miracles that took place when we left Egypt, miracles that were never heard of before, that were never seen before in the world. Ukefi hisgalus elokushoy b'tzias Mitzrayim borishin shel Pesach, and based on that incredible revelation of light that was revealed when the Jews left Egypt on that first night of Pesach, hoyaroy lanu liyos dovuk b'shem yisparach tamei b'li hefsek. After receiving those billion watts of light, we should have been totally committed to Hashem forever. We should have become the most loyal, devoted servants of Hashem for a billion years. Ach, however, achar kach, right afterwards, b'yoyim sheni, on the second day of Pesach, mistalkin hamoichin, kemuva b'kavonos. The Arizal says, Hashem closes, he shuts the lights. That light is only for the first night of Pesach. There's this super bright light that shines, and then on the second day of Pesach, it's gone. It leaves. Hainu she'achakach nimshach b'chinas shikha. After that, there's a spirit of forgetfulness that's introduced into the world. Shehu b'chinas histalkus hamoichin. Forgetting means that the seichel leaves. The knowledge, the light, is extinguished. Ki Hashem yisborach boro hakoil b'shvil habechira. Because Hashem made everything so that we should have free choice. Ubehechrech shechiyeh bechira. And it's always got to be that way. Hashem can't give you everything on a silver platter. Hashem can't give you parnos on a silver platter. He can't give you ruchnius on a silver platter. There must be free choice. Alkein, therefore, Even though Hashem performed such incredible miracles, like we saw when we left Egypt, and Hashem shined upon us a revelation of Hashem that like there never ever was before. It was so clear to everybody that there's a Hashem, which should have been enough for us, that we should have been tzaddikim, we should have become permanent tzaddikim forever from that revelation of Hashem. Aval b'shvil habchira, but in order that there should be bechira, free choice, himshich shimch shikha boilam, Hashem turned out the lights, and he brought a big, big darkness into the world, a shikha. Shal yedei zeh, and by doing that, mi she'enoi mesim leiv heitev el hoemes, a person who isn't really looking for the truth, hu yochoy lishkoyach hakoyel chasishon, can forget everything. You get a person, you get a normal, healthy, rational person who sees a tree. He sees a tree when they first plant it, they put a little sapling into the ground. This tree that's got nothing on it. It's a piece of wood, you know, one or two branches. And he sees them watering it every day, spilling water on it, more water and water. And he says, boy, this thing is getting very soggy. It's going to get very waterlogged. Guy says, no, no, no. The water disappears. The water just goes into the ground. This thing ain't going to be waterlogged. This thing is going to produce delicious, sweet mangoes. And the guy says, you better go see a psychiatrist. Water is going to produce, what are you, nuts? Were you cuckoo in the head? Wood and water is going to, 1 and 1 = 16. That doesn't work. There's no such thing. The guy says, watch. And more water and more. And then a couple of months later, there's mangoes and the red and the white and the. And the guy says, I never saw. It's impossible. That is totally unnatural. You're right. It is on it. It's got nothing to do with that. There's a Hashem. There's a creator who created the world, and he created doimeim and soimeach. And this is, and Hashem makes it work. Hashem makes it that if you take a little seed that's this big, you bury it in the ground, you bury it, and the seed rots. It falls apart. And from that comes forth a tree and the mangoes and the cherries and the pineapple, all the different things. And the guy says, wow. What about all of those monkeys that don't believe in Hashem? The guys who think they came from monkeys and the monkeys came from other monkeys. What about them? They got to be crazy. You got to be. Any normal person seeing this would have to believe that there's a Hashem, that there's a. I mean, it's just so, so clear. The answer is you're right. There are things that we see every day around us that could make it perfect, that any normal person that's not drunk and that's not drinking heroin, any normal, semi-normal person would get it. It would be so obvious and so clear that there's Hashem. But in order for there to be Bechira, Hashem made it that 2 minutes later, 2 minutes after a person sees, I just spoke to a boy this morning who had an earring on his lips and an earring on his toes, and he's got earrings all over. And this is a boy who was learning in yeshiva, he was learning Torah, all kinds of good stuff. And now he seems to be very far from that. And he's working now. And I asked him, does it make sense to you that all of this, you see the buildings and the technology and it's that, all of this was put here so that people could work, so that they could eat and sleep and work and eat and sleep? Does it make sense that all of this could possibly, just for that? That it's a circus for clowns, that you eat so that you can work, and you work so you can eat, that's what it's all about? He said, no, no. I said, could it be that all of this, that there is a Hashem, and there's mitzvot, and he said, yes. I said to him, then pray to Hashem that Hashem should show you how to succeed in life, how to succeed. So he said, I know, I'm quoting. He said, I know whenever I prayed for something, Hashem answered me. These little exact words he said. Whenever I prayed, then what? How come you have the earrings coming out of your nose? And what are you doing? How come you didn't pray today? It's not a question. Rav Nosson Sal just answered that question. Because even though on Monday morning at 9 o'clock, a person could daven to Hashem for something, and he's asking for something that's not easy, that's not simple, and at 11 o'clock in the morning, Hashem comes through 101%. The person gets exactly what he asked for, and it's clear to him that it was that only Hashem could have pulled this off. An hour later, he could forget the whole thing. It's like it never happened. It's like it never happened. Because there's light and there's darkness. There's zikoroin and there's shikha, and they're both alive and well. They're both working hard, solid. The zikoroin is working to get a person to think about Hashem and remember Hashem, and the shikha is working to make sure you forget everything. You'll forget the mangoes and nothing. It's all, it doesn't mean anything. I'm an animal. I'm an animal and I have to eat and work, and that's what it's all, that's what life is all about. Listen to these words. Mi she'enoi mesim leiv heitev Elohemus. A person who doesn't really look honestly, carefully for the truth, who yochel lishkoya hakoel, can forget everything. Chas v'shalom. Ve'ikar hashikcha, and one of the main things that makes a person forget about Hashem and forget about the purpose of life, al yedei taivas niuf, shu taivas noshim, is a person, chas v'shalom, who gets involved in committing sins related to men and women, the relationship between men and women, whether it's in machshava, in dibur, in maisa, shehu loshen shikha. That also is referred to as shikha. Bechinas, the word noshim is miloshen shikha, Rav Nosson Zal says. Bechinas, as Yosef HaTzadik, when he gave his son Menashe a name, he said, ki nashani elokim, because Hashem has forgotten me, chas v'shalom. Nashani, like noshim. Because when a man is pure in Tikkun HaBris, then it means he's a man. He's a zohar, he's a gever, like they say. Bechinas zohar, loshen zikaron. Zohar is miloshen zikaron. When a man behaves the way a man is supposed to behave, then he has zikaron. Zikaron dikdusha. Zohar is miloshen zikaron. Avol taivas niyuf. But when a man slides into women, when a man crosses boundaries, and he's associating in an improper way with women, hu bechina shikha, then he falls into shikha, ki oitzim hataiva shoychea hakoil, because the power of the taiva, the desire, causes the person to forget everything. He forgets who he is, he forgets about Hashem, chas v'shalom, and it's for this reason that we bring this korban, this minchas haomer, this barley mincha on the second day of Pesach, which is all, which corresponds to the minchas knois that the soita bought, shehu minchas zikoroin. That korban mincha is a mincha of remembrance. To draw upon ourselves that holiness of Moshiach, shehu ruach kina, which is a spirit of jealousy, shehu mekane al taiva zois. Moshiach, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likud Imran, is kanoi over this sinyan of Tikkun HaBris. Kedei lahagbir hazikoroin al hashikcha, in order to strengthen the memory over the forgetfulness. Ho'emes, in order to strengthen the truth, al hasheker, to overpower the falseness. Kedei shenizkor b'chol eis, nifloisav en aroisav, so that we'll be able to remember at all times the wonders of Hashem, v'nizkor moirosav v'dulosav yisborach, and remember the awesomeness and the greatness of Hashem, lehizgaber al yedei ze al hataiva, and that should give us the koyach to be able to fight, to do battle against these taivas rois. Because all of these materialistic desires, desires for money and for kovod, and especially taivas noshim, all of that does battle. It hides the emes. It covers up the emes. It covers a person's eyes. Not let his vision becomes clouded. He can't see the emes. Ki machmas is gabrus hataiva. Shoychea ho'emes sheyoidea beliboy. because the taiva becomes so strong that it covers up that knowledge that this person had. He knew very well in his heart. He knows that there's a Hashem. He knows that there's a Yiddishkeit. He knows what he's supposed to do. But the person gets involved in the taivas of Olam Hazeh, it gets him to forget all of that. Avlaidei koyach ruchoi shel Moshiach. But through the power of this ruach of Moshiach, shehu ruach kina, which is this fire, this ruach kina, mizgaber ho emes ala taiva. This strengthens the emes to be able to squash, to crush the taiva. Ki zehu koychoi shel Moshiach. Because this is the power of Moshiach, sheyochol leirid letoich oimek hagolus shel kol echod veechod. This ruach Moshiach has the ability to go down, as far down as a person has gone in golus, shenofal lamokum shenofal, where a person has fallen into all kinds of gashmias and all kinds of taivas and everything, ulahoyer boy hoemes. And in that thick darkness, Moshiach has the ability to turn on the lights. To turn on the emes, sheyizkor es Hashem, that the person should remember Hashem, v'izuzoi and Hashem's power, v'nifloisav and His miracles, asher osa, which Hashem has done, ad sheyizgaber ho emes ala taiva, until the truth will defeat the taiva, ad shesoif kol soif yoshuv el emes b'emes v'rahmeyo, until eventually the person will do tshuva, real tshuva, and Hashem will have rachmonis on them. There's a posuk, Hashem oircha va'amitcha. That posuk speaks about Moshiach. Hashem is your light and your truth. Those two go together. Emes is referred to as oir, and sheker is referred to as choshech, or shikha, where a person forgets, he forgets. And one of the things that helps a person remember is the Torah. The Gemara tells a story about one of the greatest rabbis that ever lived. The Gemara talks about Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the chief rabbi of Klal Yisrael, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he had five commandos, Sayeret. His Sayeret, the Sayeret of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, was Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and this five top tzaddikim. And the Gemara says, Rebbe Eliezer was so great that if you put him on one side of the scale and you put all the other rabbis put together on the other side of the scale, he's bigger than all of them put together. And as big as Rebbe Eliezer is, there was another student, Rebbe Elozar ben Aruch, who if you put all the rabbis plus Rebbe Eliezer on one side of the scale and you put Rebbe Elozar ben Aruch on the other side, he outweighs all of them completely. That's how great Rabbi Elozar ben Aruch was. And the Gemara says, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai passed away, the other students stuck together. They said, the Rebbe died. It doesn't mean the Yiddishkeit shuts down. It doesn't mean have a nice life, I don't know you anymore. The Rebbe's not here. If we want to survive, if we want to succeed, we better stick together. Because toivim ashnayim eno echad, one person alone to fight the Yetzirah, very little chance of success. There's a mission in Pirkei Avos, Al tehei rosha b'fnei atzmacha. Don't be a rosha by yourself. If a person has a chavrusa, if a person is connected, he's attached, then he has a chance to survive. So now the Gemara says that all the Talmidim stuck together. Rabbi Elozar ben Aruch's wife told him, let's go to Netanya, let's go to Eilat. We got to go somewhere, we can't hang out here. He said, but what about all my friends? He said, all your friends, they need you. You don't need them. If they need you, if they want you, they know where to find you. They'll Google you. They'll find you. No problem. They'll come to you. The Gemara says she was one of those wives. She didn't give him a choice. He left. Rabbi Elozar ben Aruch left. He went to Damascus, it says. He went to a place where they had these special pools and all that. And the Gemara says he forgot all of his learning. He forgot his learning. And the Gemara says, a while later, when he met some of his friends, they talked to him, and they couldn't believe what happened. They saw what happened. They opened up a Sefer Torah, and they said to him, read. And it said, in the Sefer Torah, it said the words, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, Parsha Sachodesh, which we read before Purim, that this month will be the king of all the months, the month of Nisan. He saw the Dalid. A Dalid looks almost like a Resh in the Torah. And he saw Zion, the Zion, it looks almost like a Yud, a drop more. And he saw the Chaf. A Chaf and a Beis are almost identical, a drop of ink that makes the difference between a Chaf and a Beis. He read those three words. He read it, Hachresh Hoyo Libam. Their hearts were stuffed up. So the Gemara says they saw that he can't read. He forgot Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. You know who we're talking about here. The Gemara says they prayed for him. They were mispalel for him. And he got his learning back. He got back. This story is written in the Gemara as a lesson for us, a message for us, to know that this Bechira stuff is not a joke. Don't think you're so big, you're such a big student, you're such a big rabbi, you're a big Rosh Yeshiva. You have Bechira. One minute you can be a Malach, and the next minute you can be a Galach. Angel, priest. The story with Rabbeinu Zal was at a wedding, and they were performing this act, this comedy act, and first they made the whole room dark. Somebody came in dressed like a Malach, all white, tooting and wooting all around, and then they closed the lights again. He ran out, came back dressed up as a priest, black robes and the whole thing, and Rabbeinu Zal smiled. He looked at it and he said, "That's us. Malach, Galach." 1 second, the person's a Malach, he's the most religious, he's ready to hug Hashem with all four hands, and the next minute, Chas v'Shalom Rachmon Litzlan, he could be the exact opposite. Matan Torah, Egel Azov. That's what Bechira means. So a person who knows about this knows not to assume anything, knows that he's got to fight every second of his life, and he's got to take the precautions. He's got to have good friends. He's got to be connected to the Torah and to follow all the advice of the tzaddikim, and then maybe he has a chance to succeed. We'll continue from here. Mitzvah Shem, the next year.